Talking about pain, MasterChef Australia, of course, another elimination last night. Eliza was ripped off. Very good morning to you, Eliza.
Good morning.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. And I bet you're wishing and saying to yourself, bloody Sarah, had she not played the pin, you wouldn't be in this position.
Oh, I know, but she had to play the pin.
That's what it's there for, isn't it?
Finals. Yeah, look, she had to do it. She made the right decision, but I just couldn't follow through.
Yeah, well, because Sarah played the pin, you had to go into the elimination challenge.
That's
what
right.
Can you tell us about what happened in the kitchen last night? It was inspiring last night, I've got to say.
It was good last night. It was, you know, we got letters sent from home. So we got these beautiful letters sent from, you know, our loved ones. And then from that, we had to cook a dish that was inspired by this letter that brought on those memories. So we all battled it out and you know, I think we cooked three great dishes, but mine was just a little bit, you know, a little bit subpar.
A little bit dry from what I believe.
A little bit dry.
According to the judges, yes.
Yes.
Hey, talking about the judges, Maddie Preston, George Kalamboulis, and of course, the great Gary Megan. What a fantastic crew they are, eh?
They're so good. That was such a big part of the show, and it was such a nice surprise to get in there and to get to know them, and they're just amazing. They're incredible.
Now, there'll be so many highlights appearing on MasterChef, and congratulations on making it so far in the competition. You must be proud of yourself, are you?
I'm really proud of myself. You know, I had a dream run, and I went out in a good way, and I couldn't ask for anything more. If I had have asked me, you know, will I make it to top seven when I got in, I would have thought, no way. So I'm super proud.
So the highlights on the show for you, apart from appearing on MasterChef, give us some highlights.
The road trip with Heston was amazing. It was so lovely to go around Victoria and, you know, see some beautiful parts of the state that I hadn't seen before. That was really special. And obviously Japan was amazing as well. I'd never been there and it was everything and more.
So where do you go from here? I believe that George has been very generous and you're doing a bit of work at the press club. Is that right?
Yeah, I've done a bit of work in some of George's restaurants, which has been amazing. I've worked with his pastry chef and have already done some incredible things, and I'm going to go from there to my own catering business, the Grazing Table. So I'm going to get that up and going, and then from there, I hope to open a wine bar in about, I don't know, a year or so, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Well, congratulations once again, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Shame to see you leave the competition. Bloody Sarah. Sarah,
I won't hold
what are you doing it?
Thanks
good on
for
you, mate.
Having me.
You're a good sport. Thank you so much once again. Eliza Wilson, eliminated from MasterChef, and of course is back on Sunday night, 7:30, finals week.